From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on This Day in Maine, Monday, November 18th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
The number of tourists visiting Maine this past summer dropped by 9% compared to the previous year. Recent data from the Maine Office of Tourism show that spending also dipped, but just slightly. The tourism office also says fewer visitors stayed with friends or family or in second homes this past summer, and therefore stayed fewer days in Maine. Becky Jacobson with Hospitality Maine says things appear to be settling down to where they were in 2019 before the pandemic.
You know, it's normal to have some open space. And so I think people are just sort of readjusting to the normal ebb and flow of traffic.
Though visitation in Maine dropped between May and August, Jacobson says the tourism season is now consistently running through mid to late October. Maine's congressional delegation is welcoming a federal decision to release additional temporary work visas. The Department of Homeland Security announced it would release an additional 65,000 visas for fiscal year 2025. That's on top of the baseline 66,000 visas mandated by Congress. The department says it released the same number of supplemental visas last year. In a statement, Senators Susan Collins and Angus King said the decision will provide relief for Maine businesses struggling with a tight labor market. Dozens of Maine businesses, including many in the tourism sector, rely on the Foreign Guest Worker Program to staff seasonal, non-agricultural positions. According to federal data, more than 2,700 workers were approved for Maine-based employers in 2024. A new study led by the Maine Center for Disease Control shed some light on how harmful PFAS chemicals move from the soil into crops used as livestock feed. Researchers hope it will help farmers manage grazing to reduce the risk of contamination. Ari Snyder has more.
One of the key findings is that as farmers made multiple cuts of hay or grass during a single season, PFAS levels in those crops tended to be higher in the second or third cuts. Lead researcher Tom Simmons says beef farmers could feed their cattle first cut hay to lower the risk of contamination.
So just before going to market, there could be a period of time where they're getting feed with low or no levels of PFAS, so they can still use all of their feeds as kind of a management strategy.
Simmons says this research is significant because there is very little existing scientific literature on how PFAS chemicals move through agricultural systems. He says the team also found PFAS levels varied widely even among fields on the same farm, and that more research is needed to understand why. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
New mapping done by the Maine Geological Survey reveals the erosion damage to beaches and dunes caused by this past winter's powerful coastal storms. Carol Bousquet has more.
The worst of the damage is seen along certain sections of Popham Beach, where more than 100 feet of beach and dunes have been lost since last year. Wells Beach lost more than 50 feet of its dunes, as did Old Orchard Beach and Reed State Park. The Maine Geological Survey last spring installed rows of discarded Christmas trees at Popham Beach to trap sand and replenish the dunes and to protect the uplands and habitat for piping plovers and other species. The state says early indications show that the approach is working and could be used to help other Maine coastal communities restore their dune systems. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Carol Bousquet.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, a conversation with author Anthony Walton about his new essay collection on the experiences of Black Americans. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.